America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. All right, we continue our conversation with the one and only Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
You know, once you get to go, you forget how I had to fight. I had to fight together.
How ridiculous is that? Seriously.
You can't imagine, these guys can get shot at. You can't imagine the frustration.
But they want G-rated comedy. Come on.
You know what the funniest thing?
Hypocrisy.
I meet these guys in Washington, D.C. We're going to fly from D.C.
Yeah.
to Iraq. So they're from Nashville, and I'm from New York, and we meet in the first-class lounge. And I say, how you doing? And I told them all a couple jokes, and we roared, and I walked away. And they said, where you going? I said, listen, man, you guys got 10 days with me. I'm going to spoon feed you because, you know, I don't want you getting off the plane in Iraq and saying, get me away from that guy.
Stretch things out. That's a good idea.
Spoon feed him so they don't get too sick of me too.
Oh, man.
So a lady goes in a drugstore and she says to the pharmacist, I need to buy some cyanide to kill my husband. And he says, lady, I can't sell you cyanide to kill your husband. You'll go to jail and I'll go to jail. You're crazy. She reaches in her purse, takes out a picture, hands it to the pharmacist. It's a picture of her husband, stooping the pharmacist's wife. He says, you didn't tell me you had a prescription.
You sent me one the other night, and I had to tell it to my son. I had to clean it up because it's a baseball joke. 56 World Series. Don Larson standing on the mound looking at Yogi Berra. Confused as can be. Calls him out and says to Yogi, Yogi, you got a button in your fly. You're giving me all kinds of mixed signals back there. My son laughed his ass off at 13 years old for 5 minutes. And he's like, Daddy, tell me the Yogi Berra joke again. I'm doing Jackie's material in my house.
All right, here you go. So a guy's going to buy a talking dog. He sees a sign, talking dog, $5,000. He goes in and says to the guy, that's a lot of money for a dog. Even a talking dog, so I need a demonstration. The guy says, no problem. He says, Fido, what's on top of a house? And the dog goes, roof. And he says, what do you think, I'm a jerk? And he goes to leave. He said, no, more demonstration. Fido, what's it feel like when you sit on sandpaper? And the dog says, rough. He said, you're an idiot. You're a jerk. I'm leaving. He goes to leave. He said, no, the demonstration's not complete. Fido, who is the greatest Yankee ball player of all time? And the dog goes, Ruth. The guy says, you're a jerk. I'm out of here. And he leaves. And the dog turns to the guy and says, who was it? Freaking DiMaggio? Oh. Now, follow me on Twitter at Jackie Martling, JACKIEMARTLING.
And your tremendous website is?
Jokeland.com. If you email me, jokeland@AOL.com, you get jokes once a month. You can send me jokes, whatever you want to do. And believe it or not, if you dial this number, you will hear me telling very, very, very off-color jokes, 516-922-WINE, which is 516-922-9463.
Oh.
It's that simple.
It's that simple.
And
it's,
wow.
And it's been there since 1979.
So a guy's on a plane, and he looks across the way as the plane's taking off, and the lady's breastfeeding the baby. And a couple hours later, they come in for a landing. She's breastfeeding the baby again. He says, excuse me, Leah, I couldn't help but notice you were breastfeeding your baby on takeoff, and now you're breastfeeding him again on landing. Is there a reason? She says, yes. I breastfeed my child on takeoff and landing so his ears won't pop. And the guy says, damn, in all these years I've been chewing gum.
See, you'll never get on a plane without thinking of that joke.
Without
again.
Thinking of that joke.
See, Jackie just stays with you. All right, this has been tremendous. It is a great thrill to have you in studio. He is just the one and only.
I will come back anytime. It's a thrill. I could call you with a joke, whatever you want. So, Dick Cavett.
Yes.
I went to a screening. A couple of my good friends are Tom Bernard and Michael Parker, who are the co-presidents of Sony Pictures Classics, which is the biggest independent film thing. Me and Tom hit it off. We've been friends for 15 years. And he's a madman. And I go to the Cannes Film Festival with him. And it's like being with Walt Disney at Disney World. You know, he knows everybody. And we're on Paul Allen's yacht and Larry Ellison, you know, the whole thing. You know, I smoke pot with Adrian Drenet from the Entourage, and I dance with Jane Fonda. You know, crazy stuff. So, I have no idea. At some point, X amount of years ago, Sony Pictures Classics started doing the Woody Allen movies. So, I go to one of the screenings, and you know, Woody is going through the red carpet and taking his picture, and Dick Cavett came through before him, and I grabbed Dick. And Dick had been on the stunt show a lot. I've run into him a bunch of times. Like, and he's old, so sometimes he knows, hey, Jackie, and sometimes you look familiar, but, you know. So, Dick, I got to ask you a question. I said, I heard this decades ago, but it has always stayed with me, and I've never had the opportunity to ask anybody who might know. I read somewhere years ago, Woody Allen used to make his movies a lot more guerrilla style. Like, he'd go with the camera. Like, nowadays, you know, if I take a picture or something, I got to get your, you know, everybody's permit, blah, blah, blah. But he would take some scenes, you know. And there must have been some kind of scene in one of his early movies where it was a street scene in New York. And there's, like, a light. And the cars are stopped, and, you know, and going, you know, four-way, whatever avenue and street. So the couple is a suburban couple. I know Connecticut or Jersey, whatever. They're at the movie to see the Woody Allen movie. And all of a sudden there's a street scene. And stopped at the light in the movie is a Volkswagen, their Volkswagen, with the husband at the wheel and a strange woman sitting next to him. And the wife is like, who the hell is that? When were you in New York City? And it was a whole big blowout. And I don't know whether they got divorced or anything. And I said to Dick, do you know that story? Is that a famous story? He goes, I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Alan. And that's what he calls Woody Allen, because Woody's name is Alan Konigsberg. Right. So Dick walks over. I didn't go. I didn't get to hang out and stand there. I wound up having dinner with Woody a while later. But, you know, and Dick Cavett comes back 5 minutes. He says, Alan says he never heard of that before, but he thinks it's a marvelous story. He said he laughed out loud. I said, so I made Woody Allen laugh out loud, you know.
Through Dick Cavett. And so that's the way he delivers those lines, too,
Wow. I made Woody Allen laugh, and I made Johnny Carson laugh, but not in person. It's a little racial flavored, but it doesn't matter. We did a thing on the show called Sternak, which was Karnak.
Right.
Where Carson has the question in an envelope, and he tells you the answer and then reads the question. And it took me years, but I finally talked Howard into doing our version of it called Sternak. And this is terrestrial radio, so, you know, it couldn't be dirty. So it was a challenge to be funny, and I always loved it. And I wrote it all and wrote all the insults, you know, the camel insults and everything. So I took the heat if it stunk, and I got the credit if it was good. And it was usually pretty funny. So after we did it a while, Howard started bringing on Al Rosenberg. Do you know who Al Rosenberg
is? Oh, sure. He was on that show all the time.
Al Rosenberg used to come on as Ed McMahon.
Right.
And he'd come on and say, and Howard be Sternak, and Trip coming up, and they play all the Indian music, and Al would be like, ho, 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 way overdone.
Right.
He's all right, Ed. One of Carson's friends must have been listening or whatever. And that night, or a couple of nights later, HBO flew me and Nancy out to Los Angeles to see the premiere of the second season of Sex in the City. And it was a great party afterwards with all kinds of, you know, people I would never see, you know, like Hollywood, not big stars, but, you know, the Hank Azarias and that
big
level.
Enough,
you know,
yeah.
Big, you know, where I was thrilled to be there, and all the writers from The Simpsons. And this guy comes over to me and says, Jackie, I got a great story. I know you're going to want to hear this. I've been, of course, a huge fan. All of us guys are fans. He said, I was one of Carson's writers for the last year before he dropped out. And me and Carson still have lunch once in a while. You know, he's not a real social guy. And he called me. I don't know what he said. He called me today or called me yesterday or whatever. Yeah. And he said, Tony, what's this? Ed was on the Howard Stern show? And he said, I told him, no. You know, they do a thing. They do their own version of Karnak, and this comedian Al Rosenberg comes on and pretends he's Ed McMahon. It wasn't Ed McMahon. So somebody must have heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah.
And Carson says, what do they do? He says, well, they do this. They do their own Karnak. They do the Sternak. And Carson said, is it funny? You know. And Tony said, well, this guy Jackie Martling, he's a pretty funny guy from the East Coast. He's on the show, and he writes all of them. And, yeah, it could be very funny. And Carson said, tell me one. And so he told him one of the ones from that day. And this will give you the indication of what year it was.
Uh-oh, here we go.
And the answer was, eyes wide shut. Eyes wide shut. And the question was, how would a black man tell you his name is wide shut?
And he said,
he said Carson fell off his chair laughing. And then he loved it. And he said, you made Carson howl. I said, all right, all right.
And that's when you know you that's made it. You, the king of late night
and
laugh.
And that's racist, but as harmless as
can
be.
Come so, on. Well.
And that's the kind of stories that are in my book. That's a fun story.
I want to read this book. We got to get this book published.
I'm going to send you a couple chapters. Maybe I'll come on your show and I'll read a chapter.
Yes. I want readings with Jackie Martling on my show. And we've made a friend.
Hey, ask anybody. I'm gum under your shoe. You never get rid of me now.
That's okay. Gum like that we like.
And there you have it. One of the best guests we've ever had on this show. In the 2 years that this show has been on, Jackie was just phenomenal. And hopefully we'll talk to Jackie many more times down the road. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.